The average surface water temperature is usually around 60 degrees in August. University of Minnesota Duluth professor Jay Austin says it's been a warm summer.
It's just another reaction to the low ice that we had last winter.
U.S. Geological Survey fisheries biologist Mark Vinson says they're studying how ice cover may impact commercially important fish like cisco.
What effect ice cover has on egg development times of cisco, and then hatching success, and then fate of the little hatchling fish that come up in the spring.
Vincent says they generally see better success with cisco in years with more ice. He says they'll begin lab experiments next spring to see how changes in temperature and light affect the fish. Vincent says they've been studying species like whitefish and cisco on Lake Superior. In the last two decades, he says they've seen fewer fish making it through their first year.
And that kind of coincides with when we've seen this biggest jump in temperatures has been over the last 20 years.
If surface waters grow warmer, Minnesota DNR's Lake Superior Fisheries Supervisor Corey Goldsworthy says species like rainbow trout and coho salmon could benefit.
But the downside of that is it will also likely benefit some non-native invasive species like alewife or rainbow smelt that we really don't want to see populations of those increase.
Goldsworthy says invasives like alewife can spell poor hatching success for lake trout who feed on them. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.